主，感谢您赐给我们有这么好的一个早上，也让我们在今天早上是属于您自己的早上，可以在这个地方敬拜，也让我们的诗班有美好的诗歌，也让我们的姊妹有美好的合唱，在这个地方把我们的心意打开，尊心在主的面前敬拜侍奉我们的主。感谢主耶稣因着爱我们的缘故到这个世界上来，替我们的罪死在十字架上，今天又因着您自己的复活，我们可以在这个地方敬拜我们复活的主。我们知道我们所信的是谁，也深信你可以保守我们所交托你的，直到您自己回来的那一天。我们众人今天恭敬地站在创造天地万物的主的面前，求主耶稣的宝血在现在这一个时间里头先遮盖这个会场，洗净我们每一个人的亏欠，让我们每一个站在您自己面前的人没有一个不是因为全能的神的缘故是一个完全人。我们愿意站在您的面前，把我们的身体，把我们的生命，把我们整个的人都交在主自己的带领下面，求主恩待今天早上所有一切的秩序，让我们进入您自己的国度里头，也进入您自己的敬拜当中，可以在今天早上得到主所赐给我们的赦罪里头的安息。我们求主耶稣特别的用您自己的圣灵与我们同在，也在这个地方靠着主耶稣基督的名字吩咐那恶者远远地离开我们，让我们这个地方是干净的，让我们这里头站在主面前的每一位都是干净的，以至于我们的敬拜是干净的，我们的心意是干净的，我们所听见的也是圣洁干净的。我们愿意将一切的荣耀都归在宝座上，为我们死，为我们埋葬，又为我们复活的主耶稣的手里。我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名字，阿们。请坐。
Please sit down.
请大家打开创世纪第三十二章。
Please turn to Genesis, chapter 32.
创世纪三十二章。
Genesis chapter 32.
为了让大家更能够了解今天所传的信息的背景，所以我们今天差不多要把三十二章从开始的地方把它看一次。
In order that everyone would have a better understanding about the message that we will be talking about today, it's necessary that we will be reading the most part of chapter 32.
我们先从第三节看。
Let's look at verse 3 first.
雅各打发人先往西尔地去，就是以东地，见他哥哥以扫，吩咐他们说，你们对我主以扫说，你的仆人雅各这样说，我在拉班那里寄居直到如今，我有牛驴羊群布匹，现在打发人来报告我主，为要在你面前蒙恩。所以打发的人回到雅各那里说，我们到了你哥哥以扫那里，他带着400人正迎着你来。雅各这又甚惧怕而且忧愁，就把那与他同在的人口和羊群牛群骆驼分作两队，说以扫来若击杀这一队，剩下的那一队还可以逃避。雅各说，耶和华我祖亚伯拉罕的神，我父亲以撒的神啊，你曾对我说，回你本地本族去，我要厚待你，你向仆人所施的一切恩慈慈爱和诚实我一点也不配得。我先前只拿着我的杖过这约旦河，但如今我却成了两队，求你救我脱离我哥哥以扫的手，因为我怕他来杀我，连孩妻子带儿女一同杀了。你曾说，我必定厚待你，使你的后裔如同海边的沙，多得不可胜数。今天我们看的这一段圣经里头告诉我们，雅各离开他的哥哥之后，现在回去到他和他哥哥从前一块的地方去。
The passage that was just read, we see that in that the Bible tells us that Jacob has left the homeland before and now he's returning and he's meeting his brother Esau.
我们相信大家在座当中每一位都知道雅各为什么要离开他的哥哥。
I think that most of us know why Jacob has to leave his brother Esau.
虽然他离开的时候只拿着一根杖，但是现在已经分成两队人了。
Even though when, at the time when he left his brother, he only had with him a staff, but now he's returning with a lot of cows and a lot of animals.
就在这一个时间里头，他听见一个特别的消息。
During the time that he's absent, he heard a message.
就是他的哥哥带了四百个人来迎见他。
He heard that his brother Esau is taking about 400 people to come to meet him.
照我们常人的思想，为什么他的哥哥要带四百个人来迎接他呢？
Why does his brother have to take 400 people to meet him?
有些时候我们说四个人已经够了。
Sometimes we said it's with four people is already enough.
假如觉得不够的话，那么四十个人也差不多。
If four people is not enough, then 40 would certainly be enough.
但是为什么现在要带四百个人来见他呢？
But why is it that now Esau has to bring along 400 people?
那么很自然的，雅各在现在一定有一个思想，就是他的哥哥来要杀他。
So very naturally, Jacob would think that his brother is coming to kill him.
就是报他从前怎么样对待他的那个仇恨。
Because Esau wants to revenge the wrongdoing that Jacob has done to him before.
圣经说，雅各心里头听见这件事，十分的惧怕。
The Bible said that after Jacob heard about his brother coming, that he's very afraid.
他立刻地把他的羊群、牛群、骆驼群都分成两队。
So immediately he divided all his possessions, the cows and the sheep, into two different sections.
又在下面的圣经里头告诉我们，他把最好的分出来，准备给他的哥哥。
And the Bible also tells us that Jacob selected the best animal and put it.First, to give it to his brother.
然后把这些最好的羊群、牛群、骆驼当中最好的分成三队。
And also among the best animal, Jacob also divided into three sections.
然后把他们交在他的仆人手里头，准备见他的哥哥。
And Jacob gave those animal into the hands of his servant and prepared to give those to his brother.
他的心里头只有一个思想。
Jacob only had one thought in his mind.
他说假如我的哥哥看见第一队的礼物在他的手里头。
He think that if his brother saw the first present in his hand.
但是他的心里头那个仇恨仍然存在的话。
But if his brother is not satisfied by those gifts.
那么在他看见第二队的礼物的时候。
Then after Esau saw the second section of the gift.
可能他的心里头可以得到一点安慰。
Maybe then, Esau will be comforted a little bit more.
假如两队的牛羊他仍然不满足的话，
then even if Esau is not satisfied even at that time,
那么还有第三队。
Then there's still a third section of the gift.
当我的哥哥看见这三队的牛羊都是送给他的话，那么他的心应该心意满足了。
Jacob thought that after all those gifts, maybe his brother will be feeling much better.
于是在下面的圣经里头就告诉我们，雅各把他的牛羊都分成三队，就吩咐他的仆人说，这些都是送给我的哥哥以扫的，你们要这样这样这样跟他说好的话语。
Jacob, we see that in the Bible, Jacob said that he told his servant to say such and such to Esau that those gifts are for him.
到了那个晚上，
at that night,
他们来到一个渡口的地方，叫做亚伯渡口。
That night when Jacob reached an area called Jabbok, the fort of Jabbok.
他们在那个地方，雅各心里头仍然不能够得到平安。
But even at that point, Jacob is still very worried.
所以让我们看一看第二十二节。
So let's look at verse 22.
他夜间起来，带着两个妻子、两个使女，并十一个儿子都过了亚伯渡口，先打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去，只剩下雅各一个人。有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。猎人见自己胜不过他，就把他的大腿窝磨了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。猎人说：“天黎明了，容我去吧。”雅各说：“你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。” 猎人说你名叫什么他说我名叫雅各猎人说你的名不要再叫雅各要叫以色列因为你与人你与神与人效力都得了胜雅各问他说请将你的名告诉我猎人说何必问我的名于是在那里给雅各祝福雅各便给那地方起名叫比奴伊勒就是神之面的意思说我面对面见了神我的性命仍得保全这就是我们今天要看的这一段圣经在今天我们所看的这一段圣经里头没有告诉我们一件事就是说雅各在夜间他为什么一个人站在那个雅各渡口的地方
In this passage that we just read a while ago there's one thing that the Bible did not tell us and that is why did Jacob have to stand alone at night to wrestle with this person
但是我们有一个特别的思想觉得雅各一定是一个人在那个最要紧的时间当中做一件最要紧的事情就是他的心因为恐惧的缘故他的心因为重担的缘故他一个人在那个地方在深夜里头他一个人向神祷告
However, we all can conclude that at those most critical moments Jacob must be alone He must be alone to do one very significant thing and that is he must be there praying to God
什么是祷告呢
What is praying?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹什么是祷告呢
My dear brother and sister, what is prayer?
祷告就是人面对面见神。
Prayer is when man comes to face with God.
可以这样说，就是人跟神的关系的一个具体的表现。
In other words, prayer means that it's a concrete meeting between a man and God.
我们常常遇见许多的基督徒。
We often meet a lot of Christians.
我们可以有一个把握告诉你。
I have a very, I'm very sure of one thing.
就是每一次当我们听他祷告的时候。
That whenever we hear prayer.
我们就知道这个人跟神的关系如何。
That by the prayer we can tell the relationship between that person and God.
我们也可以这样说，就是从他的祷告里头，我们甚至于可以知道他今天有没有跟神有好好的关系。
We can even tell from his prayer whether that day he has a good devotional time with God.
王明道先生曾经说过一句话。
Mr. Wong has said one passed a message before.
他说我旅行的时候在火车上在飞机上面。
That when he was traveling either by train or by airplane.
我可以从一个人的脸上面告诉你他是不是一个基督徒。
I can tell by the face of the person whether he's a Christian or not.
真的，我们每一个基督徒都有一个不同的脸面。
Surely, all of us who are Christian have a very unique face.
但是我现在要告诉你。
But now I have to tell you.
我们可以从你的祷告里头可以知道你跟神的关系如何。
That by your prayer I can tell your relationship between God.
我常常觉得。
I often feel.
一个人真正的与神自己的关系那个深度是怎么样
that our depth our relationship with God
不是从他在外面的服事
it's not from his external service
不是从他的讲道里头可以看见
it's not from his sermon that we can tell
也是不是从他那个在诗班里头唱诗的情况看见
and that his relationship we cannot tell by whether he's in the choir
甚至于我们不应该从他在团契里头教会里头的职位上面可以分别的
or whether by his position at church or in the fellowship
一个人可以在外表上面做成一个纯师的样子
a person can very easily have a very impressive external appearance
但是他真正的属灵的光景
but however his true spiritual life
就是他回到自己的房间里头关起门来跪在他的床面前跟神面对面的那个时刻
But his true spiritual relationship can only be revealed by him alone inside his room facing God in his prayer
我再说一次
Let me say repeat again
一个人真正的属灵的光景
That the person's true spiritual life
就是他回到自己房间里头的时候
It's when he returned to his own room.
把门锁起来。
That locked his door.
跪在他的床面前。
Kneel down on the floor.
在那个祷告的时候，那个就是他跟神的关系。
And in his prayer, it's that revealed his relationship with God.
马丁路德曾经讲过一句话。
Martin Luther has said once.
他说，假如我今天不用四小时跪在神的面前祷告。
That if I don't use 4 hours to pray to God today.
他说我就完全没有能力。
That I will feel so weak without strength.
我就没有能力可以面对这个世界上的挑战。
That I will have no strength to face the challenge of this world.
所以今天早上我们特别的在这个地方拣选一节特别的圣经，一段特别的圣经跟大家讨论这个祷告的功课。
So that's why this morning I select a very special verse from the Bible to talk to everyone about the subject of prayer.
我们愿意看见神真是兴起祷告的人在我们当中。
That God loves those of us who pray.
使用那个祷告的能力推动现在整个的世界。
That God used prayer to move us and to influence the world today.
圣经里头有一句话十分的要紧。
There's a very significant verse in the Bible.
他说神从天上观看。
That God looks down from heaven.
他十分的惊奇。
That he's very, he's very amazed.
惊奇，觉得不高兴。
He's not pleased.
就是因为他看不见有祷告的人。
That is because he doesn't see a prayerful person.
今天我们需要跟神建立那个根本的关系。
Today we have to build up a very fundamental relationship with God.
这个关系就是在我们的祷告的生命当中。
And this relationship is found in our prayer with God.
所以我们常常强调，弟兄姊妹，还没有开始你一天工作之前，先要面对面的见神。
That's why I always emphasize that before you even start out a day, please come face to face with God.
什么是祷告呢？
What is prayer?
是你跟神的关系的一个具体的表现。
That prayer is the concrete relationship between you and God.
一个人他说信耶稣。
A person said when you believe in Christ.
他最要紧的，首先要做的一件事就是祷告。
That the first important thing he must do is praying.
大概在十多年之前。
About 10 years or so ago.
有一次Billy Graham 他的 crusade 到香港去有一个布道会。
About 10 years ago, the Billy Graham crusade came to Hong Kong.
他们还没有来的时候，就有一队的人先到香港去。
Before Billy Graham arrived, there was a group of people arrived first to Hong Kong.
他们开始有一个陪谈的训练班。
Counseling.Before Billy Graham arrived, there was a group of people who arrived first. They are the counseling people.
那一次在我们的那个陪谈训练班里头，那个带领的就是今天在我们当中的陈启谦牧师。
And in one of the counseling training class, there's a pastor.
他说，当人从前面来到那个讲台里头的时候
，When the people was walking toward the altar,
我们这些帮助他们的基督徒就应该出去跟他们谈道。
That those of us who are standing at the altar should walk out to meet those people.
让他们知道他们今天所做的决定是怎么样的。
We should let them know what the importance of their decision.
让他们可以看圣经。
Let them read the Bible.
跟他们建立你的关系。
To establish a rapport with them.
介绍那些圣经的经句给他。
And tell them, explain the verses to them.
他说，然后最要紧的一件事。
Then after that, the most important thing
就是要求他开口祷告
is to request them to pray.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brother and sister
这十年多的时间当中
In these 10 years
每一次我去带领一个人信主的时候
So whenever I witness to a person
我总不忘记最要紧的一件工作就是叫他祷告
That I never forget to ask them to pray.
不是你带领他祷告。
It is not you who lead them to pray.
也不是你替他祷告。
It's not you who pray for them.
是要他自己开口祷告。
But it's for that person to pray him or herself.
只有他自己开口祷告的时候，他才真正的跟神发生关系。
It's only that person pray himself can he establish that relationship with God.
我们今天所看的圣经说，雅各打发了那三群牛羊过去之后，他再打发他的妻子儿女都过了河，然后他一个人来到这个亚伯渡口。
In the scripture that we just read a while ago, we see that after Jacob had sent all his animal across the river and all his wives and children across the river, he stayed behind himself at a place called Jabbok.
他在这里做什么呢？
What did he do at Jabbok?
他在这个地方祷告。
He stayed at Jabbok to pray.
圣经里头告诉我们，在他祷告的时候，有一个人来跟他摔跤。
The Bible said that when Jacob was praying, there was a person come to him to wrestle with him.
没有一个人到神面前祷告的时候，可以不知道他为什么是祷告的。
No one can come to God and pray and not know what he's praying for.
今天教会里头许多祷告的聚会。
Today at church, there's a lot of prayer groups.
许多人到祷告的聚会里头不知道为什么祷告。
A lot of people today don't know what they are praying for.
圣经告诉我们，没有异象，您就放肆。
The Bible tells us that if you don't have a purpose or a goal, then you can achieve nothing.
今天我们看见雅各一个人来到神的面前。
Today we see that Jacob came to God alone.
他带着一个最沉重的心情。
He bring along with him a very burdensome heart.
他一定思想从前怎么样怎么样的煮那个红豆汤。
He was thinking how he cooked a dish some times ago.
他一定思想知道那天他的哥哥回来的时候怎么样怎么样口渴的要死。
And he probably was thinking how thirsty his brother was.
他也知道他怎么样的用那一碗子红豆汤换了他哥哥的那个长子的名分。
He probably also remembered how he had exchanged the dishes with his brother.
他也一定记得后来他的哥哥知道整件的事情的时候是怎么样的发狂要杀害他。
He probably also remembered how angry his brother was when he discovered the truth.
他怎么样的离开他的母亲，怎么样离开他的父亲，到他的舅父家里去。
He also remembered how he left his parents to go to another place where will be his father-in-law.
Uncle.
Oh, uncle, I'm sorry.
现在他要回到他哥哥的面前来。
But today he has to return to his brother.
但是现在有四百人摆在他的面前。
Yet today there are 400 people facing him.
为什么要四百人？
Why do there have to be 400
people? 这四百人今天要到他的面前来做什么事情？
What are they going to do to him?
那么最可能的一件事就是要他的命。
Most possible thing is that they want to kill him.
他从前是一个人。
Before he's only one person.
但是现在有牛有羊有骆驼。
But now today he has cows and camels and a lot of other possessions.
还有这么多的妻子。
And also wives.
还有这么多的儿子。
And also children.
他的心里头一定有很沉重的负担。
But naturally he will feel very burdensome.
他一定进入神的面前。
He has to come to God.
在那个地方痛哭悔改。
Then he had to come to God to repent and to cry to him.
哀求神的赦免。
And ask God to forgive him.
也把他心里的所有的苦处都告诉他。
And also he must tell God all his care.
只有一句话他要讲的。
There's only one message that he wants to tell God.
他求主今天拯救我和我全家。
That is, he asked God to deliver him and his family.
大概是15年之前，有一个青年的女孩子来跟我谈话。
About 15 years ago, there's a young girl who came to me.
那个时候， 这个女孩子在香港刚刚考完了那个中学毕业的考试。
That time the girl just finished her examination.
那个时候是整个香港一块考试的。
That is the high school examination that the entire Hong Kong has to take.
我们叫那个考试叫做会考。
We call that the final examination.
那个是一个政府的考试。
It's the examination given by the government.
假如你不及格的话呢，那么你的前途就毁了。
If you don't pass the exam, then you fail in your future.
我相信在台湾的弟兄姊妹一定尝过这个滋味。
I'm pretty sure those of you from Taiwan will understand what that means.
这个女孩子哭哭啼啼的跟我说。
This young lady cried to me.
她说，请你回答我一个问题。
She said, please answer me this question.
他说为什么在我的青年团体当中
She said why is it that in my youth fellowship
所有的女孩子她们都考试及格只有我不及格
She asked why is it that other girls in my group passed exam except me
但是我平常念书的时候我是尽了我所有的能力念的
She said I have tried my best
我比起她们来更加用功
That I work harder than any of them.
我的学校是第一流的学校。
That my school are first rate.
我在学校里的成绩非常好。
That I did very well in my school.
但是为什么我今天不及格
？That why is it that I don't pass the exam today?
有些女孩子在我的团体当中。
Some girls in my fellowship.
她们可以进入大学里头念书。
That they can go to college.
她们可以进入医院里头学护士。
That they can learn to be a nurse.
或者是他们可以进入那个教师学院里头准备将来做教师
or they could go into educational school
但是为什么我今天考试不及格
why is it I don't pass my exam today
假如我今天不及格的话那么我将来所有的都没有了
she said if I don't pass it today then my future will be all gone
请你告诉我
please answer me
为什么我今天不及格
why is it that I don't pass it today
我对她说
I told her
我不知道
I don't know
我没有法子知道
that there's no way that I know
但是我问她
I asked her
为什么你不去问神呢
Why don't you go and ask God
为什么你不去祷告
Why don't you go and pray
为什么你不进入你的内室
Why don't you go into your own room
将你所有的心事向神倾倒呢
That youWhy don't you go into your own room and tell God all your care?
我说现在你只有一件事该做了。
That now there's only one thing you should do.
就是把你的房门关起来。
Is to lock your door.
跪在主的面前。
And kneel before God.
把你所有的为什么交给他。
To ask him all the why.
我再说，把你所有的为什么交给他。
That ask, tell, give him all your cares and worries.
不是交给我。
Not to give it to me.
大概五年之前，另外的一个女孩子来找我。
About 5 years ago, another girl came to see me.
这个女孩子身体里头有一个特别的病。
That this girl has an illness.
常常的头疼。
She has headache all the time.
我劝她应该祷告。
I tell her that she must pray.
求主亲自的医治她。
AskTries to minister to her personally.
这个女孩子告诉我说，她常常的为她的头疼祷告，但是没有功效。
She said, "I often pray, but there's no use."
我说你是怎样祷告的
？I asked her, "How did you pray?"
她说我是这样祷告的。
She said, "This is the way."
她说，亲爱的主耶稣，我现在我那个头又痛了。
She said, "Dear Lord, my head is hurting me again."
求你现在帮助我。
Please help me at this moment.
但是他总不帮助。
The Christ never helped me.
我说姊妹啊，你这样祷告不行啊。
I said, sister, this is not the right way to pray.
我说你要这样祷告。
You have to pray this way.
你应该面对面的见神说。
You have to face God and said.
主耶稣。
Dear Christ.
我明天要考试。
Tomorrow I have to take an exam.
我今天晚上要念书。
I have to study tonight.
假如我的头疼继续不断的来的话。
If my headache keep on bothering me,
那么神给我们有得救的人。
If you ask Christ, for some people to come to know Him,
主耶稣一定问你，你要多少人？
And Christ would ask you, how many people do you want?
你要求今天这个聚会是非常的好。
You ask for a good service.
那么主耶稣一定问你。
Then Christ would ask you.
那么你要怎么样的好？
How good do you want it to be?
你要那个信息怎么样的帮助你？
How do you want the message to help you?
你要求有人得救。
You ask for people to be saved.
那么是几个人呢？
How many people?
我们礼拜堂里头盖礼拜堂的时候。
When we have church service in our church.
那个建堂委员会做了一个规定。
The construction committee,
Make a decision. 他说，除非我们有三十个 family, 就是三十个家庭，否则我们不开工。
They said, unless we have 30 families, we will not construct the church.
他说，今年我们要筹款子大概是1700块钱。
That this year we have to raise the support for 1,000-something million.
我对他们说。
I told them.
为什么你们要三十个家庭呢？
Why do you need 30 families?
为什么不在现在就开始呢？
Why did you start now?
假如我们打过算盘才祷告的话，那个不是信心。
That if we figure out how much we need first before we pray, then it's not faith.
我说，今年你们盼望有17000块钱。
That this year you want $17,000.
为什么那个数目是这么特别的呢？
Why does it have to be that particular amount?
他们回答我说，
They answer me.
他说，因为我们计算大概我们的收入是怎么样。
They said, because we figure out that our income is about.
我说这个不是信心。
I said that's not faith.
我说我们应该在神的面前祷告说，我们要有一个自己的礼拜堂，荣耀你的名字。
I told them that we must pray that we to God that we need a church that would glorify His name.
求你在今年一年里头给我们有50000块钱。
That we must ask Him that we want $50,000 this year.
结果我们真的拿到五万块钱。
And finally, we did get $50,000.
为什么不是60000块钱呢？
Why is it not 60?
因为我们要求的是50000。
Because we've asked for 50,000.
我们的信心就是50000。
Then our faith is only worth 50,000.
结果神就给你50000。
Then God will only give you 50,000.
所以以后祷告的时候，最好是要多一点。
Well, later on, if you want to pray, please ask for more than 50,000.
每一个人到神的面前祷告的时候，一定要有一个目的啊，目标。
Anyone who comes to God and pray, you must have a goal.
雅各今天知道他自己的光景。
Jacob today, he knows what his situation is.
雅各知道他自己的需要。
He knows what he needs.
雅各知道他自己的负担。
He also knows his responsibility.
所以今天他来到神的面前。
So today when he came to God,
他有一个祷告的负担。
He has a burden to pray.
后来有一个人到他的面前跟他摔跤。
Then there's a person who comes to wrestle with him.
许多的解经家告诉我们，这个人可能是主耶稣自己。
A lot of interpreters said that probably that person is Christ himself.
因为从他的话语里头，有许多地方暗示他自己是神。
Because there's a lot of verses here that hint that it is Christ.
那么圣经里头告诉我们，神成为肉身到人当中，只有主耶稣自己。
But then we also know that God becoming a flesh come to us and there's only one person, that's Christ.
这个人来到雅各的面前。
This person, when he came to Jacob,
圣经说他跟雅各摔跤。
The Bible said that he wrestled with Jacob
直到黎明。
Until dawn.
什么是摔跤呢？
What is wrestle?
摔跤就是祷告。
Wrestle is prayer.
祷告就是摔跤。
Prayer is wrestling.
有谁祷告的时候是摔跤的？
How many of you when you pray wrestle?
我们到神的面前祷告的时候，一定有这个摔跤的心意。
When we come to God to pray, we must have this attitude of wrestling with Him.
每一个摔跤的人都知道什么叫做摔跤。
Any wrestler would know what it means to wrestle.
不单指他是他的技术的问题。
Not only depending on his skill.
不单只是他的体力的问题。
Not only his physical health.
而且最要紧的一件事是他的心意的问题。
But the most important thing is his attitude.
他是怎么样的等待？
It depends on how he waits.
是他怎么样的忍耐？
To see how he endure.
是怎么样的专心？
To see how he concentrates.
以至于他把对方的弱点看准了。
Also to see the weakness of his opponent.
然后他用一个最准确的动作。
Then to use a most precise action.
克服对方。
To conquer or defeat the other person.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，祷告就是摔跤。
My dear brother and sister, prayer is to wrestle.
摔跤最大的一个需要是什么呢？
What is the most important need of wrestling?
摔跤最大的一个就是忍耐。
The most important thing about wrestling is to endure.
整夜的摔跤。
To wrestle all night long.
整夜的祷告。
Pray all night long.
求主耶稣让我们看见一个新的功课。
Please Lord, let us see a new insight.
没有一个人到神面前来的时候。
No one who can come to God.
他不把自己好像摔跤一样交在对方的手里。
That he should not come to God without thinking that he should wrestle and leave himself to God.
那么神也不会把他自己好像摔跤一样交在你的手里。
If you don't wrestle and leave yourself to God, then God will also not wrestle and give himself to you.
从前我学了一个功课。
I learned a lesson before.
现在我也使用这个功课。
That I also apply this lesson now.
就是每一次我跪在主的面前。
That is whenever I kneel before Christ.
有许许多多的事情要祷告的时候。
When I have a lot of things I want to pray about.
我将我所有的向神祷告。
I pray all that is in my heart.
我总问他一句话。
I always ask him one question.
现在你有什么话语要对我讲？
What do you have that you want to tell me, Lord?
那么我就安静在神的面前。
Then I'll be quiet in front of God.
等候他那个说不出来的那个圣灵的感动。
To wait for his revelation.
在我的心意里头做那个慢慢的转动的那个意念。
I'd be quiet in front of God and then to let his spirit speak to me.
我常常的这样的思想。
I often think.
有些时候因为我自己犯罪神不听我的祷告。
I often thought that because I sin, that's why God don't listen to me.
有些时候我的祷告不能够达到神的面前，可能有别的拦阻。
I often thought that maybe my prayer doesn't come to God because there's something blocking there.
但是当我来到主耶稣的面前求他的宝血把我遮盖的时候。
But however, when I ask Christ to cover me with his blood.
我相信没有一个人不可以到主的面前来。
Then I believe that none of us, after we have asked Christ for his blood, that we cannot come to God.
但是我们需要长久的等候。
But then we need time to wait for him.
我们需要把我们整个的生命摆在我们的祷告里面。
We must give all our life into that prayer.
就好像摔跤一样。
Like wrestling.
到了黎明的时候。
When dawn arrives.
那个人说。
That man said,
天黎明了。
That is, day is breaking.
容我去吧。
I want to leave.
雅各说。
Jacob said,
你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
That if you don't bless me, I won't let you go.
我常常的有一个感觉。
I often have this feeling.
在我祷告的时候。
That when I pray.
每一次当我在主的面前跟他摔跤。
That when I'm wrestling or struggling with Christ.
各位你看见过人家摔跤没有？
My brother and sister, have you watched people wrestle?
就是两个人捆在一块，对不对？
Don't you see that two persons sort of struggle together?
就是两个人的身体扭在一块，对不对？
That two body were sort of wrestling with.
就是两个人绑在一块，你不能够把他们分开。
It's like two persons intertwined with each other and cannot be separated.
在那个最要紧的时候
At that critical moment
我常常跪在我的床面前
I often kneeled beside my bed
我说主啊你不回答我的要求我就不放你走
I often said Lord if you don't bless me or answer my prayer I won't let you go
我常常这样祷告
I often pray this way.
主耶稣。
Lord.
现在我把我的要求放在你的手里。
Now I lift up my prayer to you.
你知道我现在跪在你的面前。
You know that I'm kneeling before you.
假如今天你不答应我的祷告。
If you don't answer my prayer,
我就不站起来。
I won't stand up.
各位，你有这个祷告的经验没有？
My brother and sister, did you have such an experience?
我看一会儿你应该回去学习这个功课。
I think that later on you should go back and learn this lesson.
我们的神是活神。
Our God is a living God.
主啊，你不听我的祷告，我就不起来。
Lord, if you don't listen to my prayer, then I won't stand up.
雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不放你去。
Jacob said, if you don't bless me, I won't let you go.
难道神需要受人的捆绑吗？
Should God be intertwined by man?
但是神愿意把他自己交在人的手里。
Yet, God wants to give himself to us.
圣经里头甚至于这样说。
But the Bible also said,
他说，你们可以命令我。
The Bible said that you can command me.
为什么我们不使用神的应许呢？
Why then won't we use his promise?
在圣经当中，我们看见所有主耶稣的话语应许当中，
We see from the promises of Christ.
没有一些应许比祷告的应许更好。
That none of the promises is as great as the promise that he gave us in prayer.
常常许多人这样祷告。
A lot of time people pray like this.
主耶稣，你曾经讲过。
Lord, you have said.
你说，假如地上有两三个人奉你自己的名字在那个地方祷告，你就在他们当中。
That Lord, you said that as long as there's two or three people gathering together, to pray, that you are there among them.
现在我们有200个人在这个地方祷告。
But today we have 200 people here.
你一定要在我们当中。
That Christ must be here today.
我还记得我初信主的时候，我们有一个小小的祷告的聚会。
I still remember when I first came to know Christ, we have a small prayer group.
我们大概有七八个人，我们在一个小的地方祷告。
That there are about 7 or 8 of us.
后来有一个弟兄这样说。
There's one brother who said,
今天我们应该摆多一个凳子在这个地方。
He said, we need another chair today.
因为主耶稣说，有两三个人在那个地方祷告，他就在他们当中。
Because Christ said that as long as there's 2 or 3 people gathering together, that he will be among them.
那么现在这个椅子应该是让主耶稣坐的。
So this chair is for Christ.
虽然我们不觉得这是必定要做的一件事。
Even though we don't feel that that's necessary.
但是这个弟兄的心意十分可爱。
But then the attitude of this brother is very, very precious.
今天许多人不晓得主耶稣在我们当中。
A lot of us today don't know that Christ is among us.
他不知道什么叫做祷告。
They don't know what is prayer.
他也不尊重祷告的生命。
They also don't respect the prayer life.
一个不祷告的人。
A person who doesn't pray.
他怎么可以经历跟神面对面的关系呢？
And how can he establish his relationship with God?
那么他跟神的关系有什么具体的表现呢？
And how can he have a concrete revelation of his relationship with God?
那么他说往下扎根的时候扎在什么地方呢？
When we said to take root downward, what do we mean?
我再说，你做教会的主席，你做少年团的主席、灵修支援，甚至于你站在讲台上讲道。
Let me say this: if you are a leader in church or in a fellowship or in any sort of activity,
假如你所有的这一切都做得很好，
if you have done well in all this area,
但是你那个内室的祷告的生活是没有的。
But if your internal prayer life is weak,
你没有学会那个在内室关上门跟神建立那个美好的关系的话，
If you haven't learned the lesson of prayer inside your own room,
我告诉你，你还没有学会那个摔跤的技术。
Then I tell you, you haven't learned the skill of wrestling.
那么你所有的一切都是假的。
then everything else are very superficial.
一个真正的属灵的程度
The true spiritual life
是应该看他怎么样在他的内室里头跟神面对面的谈话
is revealed by his prayer life inside his own room.
我们求主帮助我们
We ask Christ to help us.
我们再一次低头祷告
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们今天再一次在这个地方将自己交在您自己的手里头，求主帮助我们真的在祷告的生命上有根有基，也让我们在雅各的身上有一个深入的学习的功课，让我们真知道何谓祷告，让我们在祷告的功课上面对面的见你，也让我们真的在这个功课上学得深入，学得合乎您自己的心意。听我们的祷告，主耶稣，我们把自己再一次的交托在您自己的手里头，把我们整个的聚会每一个参加聚会的人都交在主自己的手里头，我们深深的相信没有祷告没有一件事情可以成就，我们愿意看见主自己继续的在我们的聚会当中恩待我们，感动我们，帮助我们，我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名字，阿门。